It's 8 a.m. Eastern, November the 20th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $58,602. Ethereum is down slightly at $4,314. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $590. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Gala up 54%. Harmony up 17%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace, Ungrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, Ungrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at ungrocery.com. Well, FC Barcelona canceled their marketing agreement with the NFT marketplace Onyx yesterday, less than 5 days before they are scheduled to auction their first NFT on the platform. Though it's not entirely clear, the Associated Press suggests the move was tied to the arrest of Israel-based crypto enthusiast Moshe Hogeg. On charges of fraud involving crypto, Hogeg has ties to Onyx, but this break could just be for the sake of convenience. For their part, the football club set a statement out on their website saying, in light of information received Friday that goes against the club's values, FC Barcelona hereby communicates the cancellation of the contract to create and market NFT digital assets with Onyx with immediate effect. That said, the NFT auction is still counting down on Onyx's own website. The NFT release is based on photos and videos from the club's 122-year history. Well, Jack Dorsey's Square Division TBD has released a white paper detailing a protocol for a decentralized Bitcoin exchange. The exchange they're calling TBDEX is working to create ubiquitous and accessible on-ramps and off-ramps that will allow so-called average individuals to benefit from crypto innovation. The white paper was published in GitHub so the community can contribute. The paper's abstract speaks to providing a framework for establishing social trust, utilizing decentralized identity and verifiable credentials to establish the provenance of identity in the real world. Well, Norway is apparently considering putting its weight behind a Swedish crypto mining ban proposal. Looking ahead at European regulations, Minister of Environment and Regional Development Bjorn Arid Gram intoned to the Euronews that the country is considering siding with Swedish regulators over their claim that proof-of-work crypto mining is slowing down progress from the Paris Climate Accords. Gram said that despite the possible long-term benefits of Bitcoin, it is difficult to justify the extensive use of renewable energy today. It's yet another grab at the low-hanging fruit of proof-of-work mining. And finally, German neobank N26 confirmed it's pulling out of the U.S. effective early January of next year. N26 has recently faced money laundering allegations, and German regulator BaFin placed a cap on the number of users it signs up until the issues are fixed. They join Monzo in a recent shift away from the U.S. due to regulatory uncertainty, an issue that's still very much affecting the blockchain and crypto space, and is a hurdle that the U.S. will have to overcome in order to maintain relevance. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Add us through Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us. Everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.